Science is too important to yield. Increased understanding of the world within and around us, knowledge for knowledge's sake, and solutions to scientific problems. But even the most profound scientific knowledge won't solve world problems such as hunger, poverty, and environmental damage if we fail to respect, understand, and engage cultural differences. The resistance to vaccine use is a prime example. The supposed link between autism and common childhood vaccines was based on fraudulent research published in the British journal The Lancet in 1998. After the fraud was uncovered, the lead author was stripped of his medical license and the article was retracted. Subsequent investigations by the Department of Health in the UK and the Institute of Medicine of the National Academies in the US, as well as a definitive study published in the August 2013 issue of the Journal of Pediatrics, have all debunked the vaccine-autism link. Yet the percentage of parents to delay or forgo immunization of the children has increased alarmingly in recent years, and partly as a result, measles, mumps, and whooping cough are making a comeback. Similarly, genetically modified organisms, global climate change, and other scientific, medical, and public health developments sometimes fail to gain public acceptance for reasons that lie far outside the realm of science. And that is not the fault of the public, that is our fault as scientists. We have not been effective in explaining to the public the scientific method, the peer review system, or the self-correcting nature of scientific research. Where we can't make headway against misinformation campaigns based on the bogus science or political agendas, clearly something more than the robustness of our data is at play. To use that classic line from the Paul Newman movie, Cool Hand Luke, what we've got here is failure to communicate. Scientists need not only to explain much more clearly and compellingly what we are doing, but also to establish on social, cultural, and emotional levels why our work is important. We need to respect cultural differences that lead to misunderstanding and even fear of science. Too often, we also fail to respect opinions that differ from our own. Science is a process of iteration, of back and forth, and yet sometimes we scientists are guilty of promulgating our own biases. Our subsequent disagreement, some based on differing data, but many based on differing opinions, make it that much more difficult for the public to know whom or what to believe. The public's lack of scientific understanding limits the effectiveness of our work as well as ability to garner the financial and political support we need to carry it out. As a result, our ability to generate knowledge and solve problems is suffering. Unfortunately, scientists are not always rewarded for effective public communication. In fact, engaging the public can carry a stigma, a signal that one is not a serious scientist. And so, many of us prefer to follow a surer, safer path by only publishing our research in professional journals, only speaking at meetings of specialists like ourselves. Moreover, many of us never received the education in the humanities or social sciences that would allow us to explain to non-scientists what we do and why it is important. One example of the kind of approach that can help comes from Alan Elder, star of the long-running television show MASH, who also hosted PBS's Scientific American Frontiers series for a dozen years. Through the Alan Elder Center for Communicating Science, at the Stony Brook University, SUNY School of Journalism, Elder and his colleagues are helping graduate students, scientists, and healthcare professionals communicate more effectively with those outside their fields. Their message to scientists, skip the jargon, and tell your stories in language that the public can understand. But to be truly effective, we must start much earlier. What we really need is a much broader humanistic education for scientists and non-scientists, beginning in K-12 education and continuing through the undergraduate, graduate, and professional years. It is through the study of art, music, literature, history, and other humanities and social sciences that we gain a greater understanding of the human condition than biological or physical science alone can provide. We also need to teach people who will never be scientists basic numeracy. We need to give them an understanding of the scientific method and the ability to analyze, synthesize, and critically assess what the experts tell them. With this wider understanding, we can better explain our research in terms that the public can understand, appreciate, and act on.